כל ישראל יש להם חלק, לא אלא מבוא שנאמר, וימך כולם צדיקים. לעולם ירשו ארץ נעצם עתה עם עשה יודה להספור. That's the way every single perek in Pirkei Avos starts. כל ישראל יש להם חלק, לא אלא מבוא. Every year it's like, you know why? Because ועמך כולם צדיקים. We're all צדיקים. That's why. Every year there's a tzaddik, so tzaddikim get olam haba. Lo olam yirishu aretz. That's olam haba. So every year there's a chilek in olam haba, because we all as a bechin of tzaddik, everyone. Perek gimel mishnah aleph. Akavya ben Mahalel Oimer. You know that song? Akavya ben Mahalel. You know that song? Whatever. Mistakel mishloishet. You don't know that song? Mati, you don't know that song?
How does it go again?
It's Zevi's song.
Zevi
Kaufman. What's going on over here? What Chesky, what's the issue? Is that for we're what for real? Yeah, it's real. Some people are not in touch with their fact that they're a tzaddik, but deep down there's a tzaddik inside of each one of us. That's our true desire. Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer. Stakel b'shloish dvarim. Ve'ina taba lidei. Aveira. Look at three things. Remember three things and you won't come to do sin. Dameyayim basa. Remember where you came from. Ula'ana toilech. And where you're going. Be careful. Keep your eyes on the road. If you're driving. Lifnei mi'at osi litein din v'cheshben. In front of who? You're going to give a reckoning of Din and Cheshmin. Now the pasuk goes back and says, "Dami ayin basa." What does that mean? Ayin basa means tipa srucha. You came from a rotting little drop. Lanat oilech lemokum afar verim of etole. You're going to a place of dirt and worms and maggots. Lefnemiato esilitin din mecheshmin. Lefnemelach mecheshmin lochem hakadosh baruch hu. That's what we're going to. Front of Hashem. So. There's a few diukim over here in this Mishnah. First of all, why does the Mishnah repeat itself? It says, look at three things and you won't sin. And then it goes over again. So this is the thought of, I believe, it, I don't know if this is Fasemis or who, but this is the thought that got Zevi Kaufman to write his song. Because it's not the most exciting or optimistic type of Mishnah. So why is everybody writing a song about this? The answer is because there's another underlying idea of, and that's what, it's like a hidden idea. It says three things and it goes back and says them again. So the first time means something else. Damei ayin basa, your neshama comes from Kisei HaKavod. Lanat oilech, oilam haba gan eden, to the toiv of tzaddikim yoishin atar seim birashayim, they're sitting it. And if they meet, if you avicha shevashamayim. And then that's if you're dealing with your neshama, which is hidden. So we don't necessarily say that. If you're looking at your guf, which is revealed, where are you coming from? Your body comes from a rotting drop. Your body is going to the grave. And you're going to give judgment in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah is, there's almost like an understated, underlying, more hidden, more optimistic idea in this Mishnah of Akavya ben Mahalalel. And it says, "Mifnei ata is at asaliten din bocheshben din boche." What's two things? Din bocheshben. Mifnei ata is asaliten din bocheshben. So there's many pshatim in these two things, din bocheshben. One pshat is there's the din on what you did or didn't do. And then there's the, like a person did an aveira. And then there's the cheshbon of what he could have done at the same time instead of doing the aveira. That's the cheshbon, like what you lost out on. But there's another pshat, which is one that resonates very much by me, is as follows. When you go to court, often a person has the right to defend himself. So many times someone is going to say something like, "Oh, I don't know, listening to shir on a teeny little screen, I got bugging out, I can't look at the screen." It's too hard for me. He says, yeah, so why is it when you wanted to watch your Mishigasin on the screen, you were able to watch the Mishigasin? So there's the din, and then there's the cheshbon of slugging up all of your excuses. If a person had some excuses, may it be legitimate. Some people taka never look. I remember there's a bacher. He used to come late to davening, and I was mamish on his case. He said, Rebbe, you don't understand. We miss flights. I miss doctor's meetings. My family is legendary. We have issues with time management. I said, okay, I hear that, you know, but some people like, I don't know, I can't get up. But you can get up for the baseball game. No, I missed the baseball game. I missed the football game. I missed my doctor's appointment. We miss flights, my family. We miss everything. I'm like, okay, that's a different story. It's taka a different story. But a person that's very good at getting up when he's got some gashmis to get up for, but when it comes to his ruchnias, it's hard to get up. Don't start giving excuses. Person's very good at using his phone for all of his mishigasin, but when it comes to, you know, learning, it's like it's too small of a screen. I can't. I'm bugging out. I'm blah blah shma. So you have to know that it's not just din. There's a cheshbon, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps a cheshbon of if your excuses are really legitimate. Sometimes they are, but often they aren't. We'll do one more mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyinim Oimer having mispalo v'shlemesh al malchus should daven for the peace of the kingdom. If it wasn't for that, men would swallow each other alive. We've seen this many times when we have disasters. For example, by Hurricane Sandy, I understood there was looting happening in warehouses. People were just going, taking things. And for sure, New Orleans, when there was Katrina, that was for sure happening. Terrible, terrible violations of other people's human rights. Because if there's no authorities, people go crazy. That's just the way it is. So therefore, we have to daven for the peace of the government, because the mice are keeping everyone in check. Okay, we ready to get back to Gemara? Who do we have with us right now? 10, 9. Who's with us? We just lost one. Oh, that doesn't work. This is not a touch screen. Okay, my friends, we get ready to get started over here. I sent to Oilam also some Mara Mekoymas today. We have to do the Gemaras. I do have an announcement as far as the yeshiva's plans moving forward. The announcement will be happening hopefully later today, Be'ez Hashem. So keep your ears peeled, and I hope that you can be encouraging. And Be'ez Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, we're going to try to do something really spectacular. So we are right now. We basically finished the Mishnah. I want to go over the Tosis, the things that we spoke about on Thursday, and then we're going to start the Gemara today, Beis Hashem. And I gave out some Aramakamis on the Gemara, but the Mishnah, the one Nakuda in the Mishnah, which is we left a little bit open, is about Kiddush Achodesh of how it's happening. But there's three different dinim in the Mishnah. The first din has two cases. The first din is Reuben is in the Chol Yisrael. The second case is Nechtua Edim. That din is Me'uber. Why is it Me'uber? Because Lo Yispiku. They didn't have time to do it Ad Shechashecha. The next din is Reuben is Bilvad. And over there, it's Mekudesh. It's not Me'uber. And the third case is Reuben Shleishim Ein Bezdin. It's Mekudesh and it's not Me'uber. So there's a major difference between the first din and the next two dinim. We spoke about in the first din, there's two cases. Ru'u Bezdin Bilvad, Ru'u Bezdin L'chol Yisrael, and Nechku Edim. So we spoke about when do you see the moon? The moon gets seen at night. You can't see the moon the night of the 29th because it's still the old month. It doesn't make any sense. When can you see the moon? The night of the 30th. When it's already Rosh Chodesh. So the point is like this. We never are Mekadesh the month before the month starts, it would appear. It's not normal, at least, let it say it that way. It's not normal to be Mekadesh because you only see the moon on the 30th. Sometimes they'll get there first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. The Edom are good. They wake up early. They daven nakes. They get to the Beis Din and bang, we have Kiddush HaChodesh. Sometimes maybe they get there 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe they get there right before Shkia. But they're being Mekadesh that day, not tomorrow, that day. So for example, this will explain a halacha that we're all familiar with, hopefully, or you should become familiar with. if you miss Yale V'Yavoy, the night of Pesach, do you say Yale V'Yavoy? Do you say the entire Shemayin Esrei over again? You missed Yale V'Yavoy on the night of Pesach. Do you say the entire Shemayin Esrei over again? Yes or no, my friend?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes, you do. The night of Sukkot?
Yes.
Okay. The morning of Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
The night of Rosh Chodesh?
No.
Boom. An outlier, an aberration. What's epis? Why is it the night of Rosh Chodesh we don't repeat Yale V'Yavoy? The pshat is because being that anyway, they're never mekadesh the Chodesh at night. Because they first saw the moon at night. Can you go to Beis Din at night? Answer me, my friend. Someone aside from Mati.
No.
Why can't you go to Beis Din at night?
Beis Din's closed at night.
Can't go to Beis Din at night. So therefore, even if you saw the moon right when it peaked. When I peaked out, I mean when it's its highest. When it peaked out. Right when the moon peaked out, you saw the moon. You can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh until the morning. So therefore, this Yale V'Yavoy at night is not Ma'akev. Okay. So they saw it at night. So we were Medayik in the Rambam that the difference between the first case and the second case. The first case, the Bezdin saw it at night. They have the next day, they really should be able to do Mekudesh. It's no big deal. They saw it themselves. Come on, guys. Just bring it together. But they didn't for whatever reason. In the second case, the Edom saw it at night, but the Edom didn't come till the next day. Who knows? Maybe the Edom only came right before Shkia, and we're trying, we're Nechra Edom, we're hustling, we're bustling, we're trying to get this done, and oh, we missed it. It was a buzzer beater fail. That's loy hispiku loy mer makudish ha-shekhashik. All that works aside for in the Tosfos. We had said in Tosfos, Tosfos does something strange, because when we saw in Rashi, where Rashi says there's time to be Mekadesh, we said, of course, there's time to be Mekadesh. After all, we must be talking about the day of the 30th that there's time to be Mekadesh, because there are Mekadesh. And Tosfos seems to be saying something else. So we understood in Tosfos, maybe they actually saw it the 29th, not at night, but the 29th, but right before Tzeis HaKochavim. So they're seeing the moon of the 30th. If they saw it the night of the 29th, something's off. Something's messed up. They saw it the night of the 30th. And they saw it, we spoke about the machloikes of whether or not night starts. Like people can daven ma'ariv already. The Rambam says, you know something interesting? I don't remember where the makor is. I can try to look it up. But they say Yaakovinu, the daven ma'ariv, he actually daven ma'ariv before it was nighttime. The Rambam says you can daven Ma'ariv before night. In other words, the night somehow, Ma'ariv, the night, it could start a little early. You can get a new moon already, like before Tzeis, as the 30th is starting. But that's a pella. I'll tell you why it's a big pella to me. So then, let me ask you the question again. Why is it that we don't say Yale V'Yavoy at night? Because we said you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. According to this Tosfos, it would appear, in theory, they could have maybe hustled in and done the Kiddush HaChodesh before you hit nighttime. I don't really have a great answer for that. That's something that which we're going to leave open. Al Kol Panim, my friends. Anyone have any questions over there? And you got any questions? Any you around?
Yeah, I'm here, Avi.
No one asked questions.
No questions.
Oh, why not? Why no questions?
Rabbi spoke very clear.
Ah, Givaldic. I'm trying to see if I can get everyone's face. How do I get everyone's face?
On the top
gallery view.
Top what? Gallery view?
Left, the gallery view.
Very good.
Nice.
Okay, I'm seeing the Olam over here. Where's Avi Schneeweis? There he is. Okay. So my friends, I want to discuss something else quickly. Where's Dovi Goldman? Dovi Goldman's not with us? No, Avi, you want to see what Dovi is? What I want to discuss over here is, and this is, before we get into the Gemara, we're just going to get, we're going to do a little, just a little more hack over here, is who is Mekadosh the Chodesh? If you remember, we spoke a little bit about this. Who is Mekadosh the Chodesh? Is it the Bezdin of Gimel, Bezdin of Chof Gimel, Bezdin of Ayin Aleph? What's going on over here? It happens to be, it's a Machlekes, Mefurish of Machlekes, Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says, Kiddush HaChodesh is Bezdin of 71. And we saw a Rashi that says similar to that. We saw it together. I pointed you out towards the Rashi. Rashi on Daflam and Amad Aleph says, Bezdin HaGadol Shosan Hedrin Gedoyle HaMekadshin Esachadoshin. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? There's a Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak, says, Rush Shleisha V'hein Bezdin. Three people do it. You don't need Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. What are you talking about? So there's an interesting diuk, my friends, that we have in this Gemara, in this Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Rush Shleisha V'hein Bezdin.
According to Rambam, you need 71 for Kiddush HaKadosh.
I'm about to get to it. You ready? That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like not like that from our Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Rush Leisha, V'hein Bezdin, Yamdu Hashnayim. Oh, so hold on a second. So let me get back for a second. Let me get back for a second. The Rambam brings a Raya. You want to hear a Raya to the Rambam? It says, who says Mekudesh? Anyone know who says Mekudesh?
Bezdin and
Roish Bezdin.
Roish Bezdin.
Roish Bezdin and the Am.
There's only a Roish Bezdin on a Sanhedrin. The Roish Bezdin says Mekudesh. The Am says Mekudesh, Mekudesh. There's only a Roish Bezdin on a Sanhedrin. There's no Roish Bezdin of, you know, three people off the street. So that seems to be a support for the Rambam.
But never really says Roish Bezdin.
What'd you say?
Never says Roish Bezdin. It just, there's a diuk in the word Mekudesh.
No. The Mishnah, the different Mishnah. Thank you. That's a good question. Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Roish Bezdin Omer Mekudesh. Okay, so that seems to support the Rambam. The question is, the Ramban says that, but our Mishnah is Mefurish. There's only three. So let's read the Mishnah again. It says, Ushlosh Vehim Bezdin, Yamdu Hashnayim. What does Hashnayim mean? What is Hashnayim? What do you mean, the two? Yamdu Shnayim. Ushlosh, three sword, Vehim Bezdin. What is Yamdu Hashnayim? Who are the two? Why is it the two? Anyone have any suggestions?
Is it the other two that saw it?
Again, Rush Shloisha V'hein Bezdin. Three people that are Bezdin saw it. Yamdu Hashnayim, the two get up. Just say Yamdu Shnayim. Which two get up? Is it a particular two?
Yeah, the only two that saw the moon.
The two that are being ate.
Saw the moon. Rush Shloisha V'hein Bezdin.
People of the Sanhedrin.
There's
right, what's the big deal? Listen to Avi Shneiweis. Everyone, let's hear what Avi says.
From the ones that saw.
So what does it mean? Yamdu Hashnayim, all three of them saw.
I don't know, but it says I'm cheating. It says on the side of the Gemara there was.
Stop cheating. No, I don't want to hear Avi Shneiweis anymore.
From the ones that saw.
Okay, Veseder. What does it mean? Hashnayim, Yamdu Shnayim, two of the ones that saw. What is the Yamdu Hashnayim?
It means specifically that those two people are Sanhedrin people.
They're all, what, hold on a second. Three people saw.
So correct. The two people that are chosen to be made are the ones that get
so
up.
So just say Yamdu Shnayim, two.
Okay, yeah. Two people. We said a whole vote last month that Shur Psicha from the scripture of that when you need Ayin Aleph, it's not back to Ayin Aleph, but you need all of them. So you need people from the Ayin Aleph. So
Okay, but why is it Hashnaim of the two? It's two. What's Hashnaim?
I can all three.
The two closest ones. Maybe not all three are 700 people. Two of them are from 700.
That doesn't make any sense, Chesky. It would be the opposite. The third one is the one who's being Mekadosh the Chodesh. Those two are becoming the Edim. Edim don't have to be from Sanhedrin.
Wait, why can all three testify? If there's 60, if there's 71.
Because someone's got to sit there. They could, but...
Rabbi, because it says later that Yeshiva Mechavarayim. So to show you that it's from the ones that saw still, it says Hashnaim, the ones that actually saw.
Yamdu Shnaim, two of them get up. What's wrong with the words Yamdu Shnaim? We're not imbeciles.
You might like think that. From the fact that it says Yeshiva Mechavarayim Etzlai, that's two random people you take to join the Bezdin, that it doesn't have to be the ones that saw itself. So
I'll read the Mishnah in a flow. Ruush Loisha Vehain Bezdin. Yamdu Shnaim. Two of them get up.
According to Rambam, why does it matter if there's three or two? Who cares? Just get three new Bezdin.
Huh?
If all three of them saw the moon and there's 71 on the 71.
Okay, I'm gonna get to Rambam in a minute. Hold off on that thought for a second, okay? So Matt, do you have any thoughts?
I'm just thinking a bit like Chesky. The two who are not Rosh Bezdin should stand up.
Oh, Chesky didn't say that.
Sorry, that's not what he said?
No, Chesky. Chesky, you say that?
I did not say that.
I'm
Yishneu, I started saying it, but he backed down, I think.
Yamdu Hashnaim. No, I thought I was wrong. I stopped.
The two that are not Rosh Bezdin. That's the two. We want to leave the Rosh Bezdin there. The Rosh Bezdin has to say Mekudesh. What does it mean, Yeshivu Mechave Rehem Eitzel Ayochad? What does Mechave Rehem mean?
Regular Bezdin.
I don't know if that's...
You know, we say there's no Rosh Bezdin on a Bezdin of three?
Hold on a second. What does Mechave Rehem mean?
It's equal.
So they're contemporaries. Now Chesky said it. They're contemporaries. In other words, maybe the Rambam holds... When we said it has to be Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, it doesn't need to be that you have to have 71 people present in order to Mekadosh the Chodesh. But it needs to be they are from the Sanhedrin Hagdoila. Therefore, there's three of them. One of them is the Rosh Bezdin. He stays. Two bring other Sanhedrin Hagadol people or something like that. Maybe that's the Peshat in the Rambam.
But the Rosh Bezdin is designated, or they get to pick it when they want to be Mekadosh?
I do not know the answer to that question. I think there's a Rosh Bezdin always. There's a Rosh Bezdin.
I'm saying if it was designated, then I hear why it says Shnaim, but if it's not, then you can still say two get up. And then
right, I think it's designated. And in Sanhedrin, there's always a Rosh Bezdin. So, Yosef, see, I'm answering your question also. Maybe the Rambam holds, you don't need, it's clear, you don't need 71 people present when you're doing Kiddush HaChodesh. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah. So what does the Rambam mean you need Sanhedrin HaGadol? Maybe you need members of Sanhedrin HaGadol. You got the Rosh Bezdin sitting there. He stays up. He stays in place. Yamdu Hashnaim, the other two, will go. They'll be made. Bring someone else from Sanhedrin, Chavarim. Their contemporaries are going to come. They're going to become the Edim. And then you can say Mekudesh, Mekudesh.
Well, is the third guy allowed to be Bezdin if he's a Kasher Aid?
So that's a different question. The Gemara is going to speak about that. Aid Nasadayan.
According to the Rambam, it has to be from the Ayin Aleph.
Seems like it has to be from Ayin Aleph, according to the Rambam.
So regular Bezdin of three, then they have to get two from the Ayin Aleph? Why?
What'd you say?
The three judges are not from the Ayin Aleph, right?
They are from Ayin Aleph. I was saying that perhaps it's talking about a case when they are from Ayin Aleph.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do right now. I'm going to make a very subtle diuk. But before I do, I want to give you guys a little bit of some pointers, okay? As follows. Whenever you're trying to read Rishonim, it's important to kind of know who, sides with who. In other words, there are different Rishonim that had connection with each other, and they had similar type of derech in learning. And they're probably going to side with each other, okay? I'll give you an example. Rabbi Yosef Elephant and Rabbi Asher Ayeli and Rabbi Eli Resnick are very likely going to be saying very similar Torah. They almost always do. And Rabbi Meir Stern and Rameir Hershkowitz, they're briskers, they're more likely to say brisker Torah. You got to know who's in whose base medrash. Because when you're talking, when you're a similar base medrash, you talk the same type of sprach. And their base medrash are divided. Okay? As follows. The Rambam, Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, Rabbeinu Yonas in Meluniel, the Meiri, the Rambam was with many of the esoteric Rishonim. He was taka, like, he was in a different, he was on the run. He didn't have to do with the Ritva, the Rajba, and the Ramban. The Ritva, the Rajba, Ramban were all part of the same group. So very often you'll see practically the identical thing in the Ritva, the Rajba, and the Ramban. The Rambam is in a whole different camp. The Rambam is more like the Meiri, the Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, Rabbeinu Yonas in Meluniel. The first two, by the way, Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar and the Meiri, quote the Rambam. They have a lot to do with each other. They are very often in the same base medrash, as opposed to Ritva Rajba quote the Ramban. Now you have to be careful, Dovi, when you say it's the Rambam and the Ramban. So that's the yeshivish way of differentiating between them, especially when you're on Zoom and you can't hear each other so well. So it's the Rambam and the Ramban. We had over here in our sugya machlokes Rambam and Ramban, which we spoke about at 10 o'clock. The machlokes was, who is Mekadosh the Chodesh? The Rambam comes with this massive chiddush that it's Sanhedrin Agado. Sanhedrin Agado is Mekadosh the Chodesh, which we actually saw in Rashi similar, because Rashi we saw later on Daf Lamed also says Sanhedrin Agado. Even though we saw a stira in Rashi, because we saw it, it's just an interesting Rashi. It's like a what is that Rashi? Because Rashi on Daf Chaf Beis says it's Cheshuve Hadar, whatever that means exactly. But the Ramban says no, regular Bez than Kimakadish the Chodesh. And the Ramban brings a Raya from our Mishnah. It says Rush Shleishamein Bezdin. We wanted to say it means that's three of Sanhedrin Agadol. We said Yamdu Hashnayim. By the way, there's another Girsa. Just Yamdu Shnayim. Not Yam. We were like Hashnayim. The other two aside for Rosh Bezdin, because the Rosh Bezdin has the same Mekudesh. Anyway, this is Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban. Rashi gets in the mix a little bit. The question on the Rambam, which is brought down by Rabbi Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik. And this is where we spoke about this Nakuda, is as follows. The Rambam himself, when he brings the things that Sanhedrin needs, the Rambam does not bring Kiddush HaChodesh. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam talks about, you know, breaks down what needs Bezdin of 3, what needs Bezdin of 23, what needs Bezdin of 71. The Rambam doesn't bring the din of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's very, very interesting. So we want to say a big yesoid here, my friends. And we said this yesoid in the beginning of, Dovi, remind me where we said this yesoid in the Shir Klali, when? The beginning of Ksubis? I don't remember where. Said in the beginning of Azman. Dovi, do you remember when it was? Could have been the beginning of Ksubis. I don't remember. The beginning of Ger Katan, that was when it was, the beginning of Ger Katan, right. And I'll repeat it, what it was. We said Bezdin has two functions. At least Sanhedrin HaGadol has two functions. One function of Sanhedrin HaGadol is to be a supreme court. You have small claims court, and then you have federal court, and then you have supreme court. Small claims court is Bezdin of 3. Federal court is Bezdin of 23. And Supreme Court is Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. That's as they function as judges. But there's another function of Bezdin HaGadol, Sanhedrin, which is they function as Einei HaEda. They're representatives of Klal Yisrael. And that has nothing to do with being a Bezdin per se. But these are Chashuvei Hadar, The Chashuvei Hador are the ones that represent Klal Yisrael. And the Sanhedrin always represents the dream team of Chashuvei Hador. So therefore, that's their secondary function. That's not as a Beis Din, as a psak. It has nothing to do with Beis Din of 323 and 71. It happens to be they have another hat. Their other hat is their Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the people. They're representing the people. We said this, we were talking about why you need a Beis Din at a Ger Katan, by a Gerus. We said, because you have to be Niskabel to Klal Yisrael. And the Beis Din is like the welcoming committee for Klal Yisrael. So my friends, this perhaps can explain why the Rambam doesn't bring this din of Sanhedrin, this din that you need of Kiddush HaChodesh for Sanhedrin. Because the Rambam there is only listing as far as when in contrast to a Beis Din of 323, what does Sanhedrin HaGadol need for as far as the courts are concerned? This is a whole different discussion. This is, they're really just representing Klal Yisrael. That's what they're doing. Now, the fees that we can answer another question the Ramban asks on the Rambam. The Ramban asks, I can prove to you that there was Kiddush HaChodesh even after there was no longer Sanhedrin. Even after Sanhedrin was already disbanded. And he brings Gemara's Amoraim. There was no more Sanhedrin in times of the Amoraim. How they do Kiddush HaChodesh? Must be, it's not totally on Sanhedrin. How does the Rambam answer? So there are those that want to say that Enochanami, there was still Sanhedrin. The Rambam argues, maybe it was a Mikta Sanhedrin HaGadol. It was Sanhedrin HaGadol for some, didn't for others. We could say something else. Sanhedrin HaGadol is not Sanhedrin HaGadol. You really want to know what their title is? It's Chashuvei Hador. That's what Rashi said. That'll answer the steer in Rashi. One place Rashi says it's Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. The other place Rashi says it's Chashuvei Hador. The answer is, who is usually Chashuvei Hador? Who's the dream team of the Chachamim? Sanhedrin. What happens if there is no more Sanhedrin? So who's the dream team? So you get the Chashuvei Hador, you put them together, Moetzes G'doyli HaTorah, and they'll be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Either not Sanhedrin. It doesn't make a difference. It's not really Sanhedrin, but Torah Sanhedrin. They don't have to be in the Lishkas HaGozes. They don't have to wear their long flowing gown. It's more about the fact that it was given over to representatives of Klal Yisrael. Who represents Klal Yisrael, the Moetzes G'doyli HaTorah? That's what we said. I think this is going to affect, and I'm going to tell you a subtle diak, my friends. Try to pick up on this diak. Yossi Baruch Abba, this diak, I think, is gold. It's brand new, I think. I think it's brand new. I don't remember having it from before. Maybe I did. I don't know. Fang tzuchon de Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lomali lemisniru bez nevachol Yisrael. What do you have to say that for? What's the Gemara's question? If you look in the Rishonim that we sent out on the WhatsApp, there's a subtle difference between Rabbi Avraham Nahar and the Ritva. Look at the Rabbi Avraham Nahar. Lomali lemisniru bez nevachol Yisrael. Kiloimar. Biru Beis Din Sagi. Kiloimar. Biru Beis Din Sagi. The Ritva, Lomali, Kiloimar. Mayrabusa Dimilsa. They're both saying Kiloimar. They're both trying to like figure out what the Gemara is saying. I'm going to translate Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar subtly different than the Ritva. And I want to remind you, Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar is in the Rambam's camp in general, and the Ritva and the Ramban are usually in cahoots. Here goes. The Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar says, Lama le mister Rubez din chol Yisrael kolaymar, Rubez din sagi. What does the word sagi mean? Tell me, please.
It's good enough.
Enough?
To me, that means, is there anything that is added by having Kol Yisrael present? If you ask me, I would say yes. What does Sagi mean? Enough.
Enough.
Do you have more? You have more, but it's genug. Genug. I don't need more. I don't need more. Are you offering more? Yes. But it's genug. Biru bezdin sagi. What does sagi mean? It's enough. So is the Rabbi Avraham Ben-Ohr saying, I understand that bezdin is adding a dimension. Yes. I don't know what you need it for. The Ritva says, Lamali Kiloimar, Mayra Busa de Milsa. What's extra? What are you adding over here? What's this Rabusa? Sounds to me from the Ritva that he's saying, I don't know what Bechlal Kol Yisrael is doing. Bezdin saw it finished. What is Kol Yisrael? There's a saying in the Gemara. Yehuda Vaid Lekra. It's like, what do I need you for? I got a pasuk already. I don't need you. You give me nothing. You bring nothing to the table. It sounds like to me from the Ritva, Kol Yisrael break garnished, smen garnished. What is that? And I think that the Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar is saying, I don't understand Kol Yisrael brings to the table. But I don't need it. It's enough to have Besdin. Perhaps Machlekes is as follows. Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar maybe learns like the Rambam. The Rambam says, who's Mekadosh the Chodesh? Sanhedrin HaGadol. We ask the question, Sanhedrin HaGadol doesn't say that anywhere in the Rambam, in Yad HaChazaka, that you need Sanhedrin. We said they're not functioning as Bez Din Sanhedrin HaGadol. They function as they are representatives of
Bayisrael.
Yisrael. Yes, Yarnfeld, you're muted.
Bayisrael.
So Bayisrael. Now, if you have representatives of Klal Yisrael, that's good. Would you say that having Klal Yisrael themselves is giving you something? Of course. You actually have Klal Yisrael. They're here themselves. I don't need reps. Okay, but once you have the rep, once you have Bezdin, that's enough. It is enough. You don't need Klal Yisrael every time you're Mekadosh the Chodesh. So what are you adding? It's sagi. It's enough.
But wouldn't, may I ask a question?
Of course you may ask a question.
Wouldn't Rebbe say that we should stick to a system? In other words, we don't want that if most of Klal Yisrael sees it, then they could just make decisions on their own. We have
true.
A system.
Yes, we should stick to a system. Very good. The system would be best then. So the Gemara is asking, so what are you adding by having Klal Yisrael here? You're right. The system is best then. So we have Bezdin. So Bezdin saw it. So what's this dimension of Kol Yisrael? Who cares? Kol Yisrael is extra. It's not who cares, but it's extra. We have the system in place. Bezdin can do it, and we're good. I agree with you, Yossi. 100%. We'll see what the Gemara's Chiddush is soon in the Gemara. But according to the Ritva, if he was like the Ramban says the Kiddush HaChodesh is Bezdin of three. He doesn't buy into this whole Sanhedrin HaGadol thing. The Chayri holds it's not even given over to Klal Yisrael. It's a Bezdin thing. So what's the deal with what's the deal with Klal Yisrael? Like what are you doing? There's a Bezdin here. Like what? Klal Yisrael doesn't do anything to me. It doesn't add anything. I have a Bezdin. What are you saying? May Rabusa de Milsa, says the Rambam. The Ritva. And the Ritzel goes Shitasai of the Ramban. And Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar will go to Shitasai of the Rambam. This can also perhaps be tied into the Machloikis we had in the Mishnah. Do you need the to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh? Or not? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, nothing to do with the The that's very nice. They're there, they're a cheering squad. You know, they could say it at night, as far as I'm concerned. They don't even have to say it at all. It's not ma'akev. We said the Turi Evan says, no, the Aruch Laner. Aruch Laner says, no, it's ma'akev. If you hold that the Bezdin is functioning as representatives of the so then we understand why you would need the to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, perhaps. Because they're accepting the psak of Bezdin. But if Bezdin is functioning for themselves, I don't care if you don't accept the psak. You can go fifing. I don't care who you, we're making a psak. You know, you want to publicize it, publicize it. But that's going to also be tali l'shitasam. Hathlo vofele. Any questions, my friends? I got someone on the phone who maybe has any questions? Okay, everybody, so let's go a little weiter. So what's Taka the Chiddush? Zok the Heilige Gemara. Itztuch. Sal kadaituch amina. Hoyl v'ru'u bezdin v'chod Yisrael. Efarsim ala v'loy le'avruha. Kamash malon. I would have Avamina that since Bezdin and Kol Yisrael saw it, it became public. I shouldn't be Ma'aber the Chodesh. I would think not to be Ma'aber the Chodesh. Don't be Ma'aber the Chodesh. Now, what does that mean, don't be Ma'aber the Chodesh? In here, we find a subtle difference between the Ritva and Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. Here goes, my friends. Let's get back to Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. Efarsim Amilsa, says Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, the afal p shalloi hispiku loimer mekudesh mekudesh. They didn't manage to say it. Kiman de amri le domi. It's as if they said it. The farsom. We'll have a yom tuf yom lamid v'lo na'avre le'elol kamash malon. I don't know why he's talking about Elul and Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. I guess because we're in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure exactly why. But there's major words over here, my friends. It's kiman da amri le domi. What does that mean? It's as if the words mekudesh mekudesh were said. So if you ask the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, would you say that this is a classic, this would be a classic type of chodesh, kiddush, achodesh? It sounds like it. It's as if they said mekudesh mekudesh. Same thing. Same thing. But if you look in the Ritva says differently. Says the Ritva, it's Rich. Back at the Ritva. Nihi deloi matzinu la'akdushe. Even though we can't be mekadesh the chodesh b'yom shloshim. We can't. Mikomakom loina avre. V'nimni milayim shloshim. So we have to figure out what the Ritva means. But the Ritva is saying clearly, you cannot be mekadesh b'yom shloshim. You can't do that. Cannot be Makadosh B'yayim Shloshim. And Rabbi Avraham Minahar was saying, what are you talking about? It's Kiman Dami Dami. It's Makadosh, Makadosh. It's Makadosh. It's, well, it is. What's the Machlokes? I think the Machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Avraham Minahar is saying that Pirsum makes Kiddush. The Pirsum makes Kiddush. And the Ritva says, the Pirsum isn't going to make the Kiddush. Pearsum is going to make a problem, maybe, but we can't be Makadosh with Pearsum. You need to say the words. You need to say the words. I think the Machlokes is as follows. It could be Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar says, listen, Kiddush HaChodesh is totally in all of Kal Yisrael. Why do I have to say Makadosh? Because I have to represent Kal Yisrael, tell Kal Yisrael. But what about if all of Kal Yisrael knows already? Do I have to say it? All of Kal Yisrael knows already. I don't got to say nothing. It's everyone's got it. So the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, Lishi Tosoy of the Rambam, says, once it's Nefarsem, so then it's Kaman D'Amar L'Adam. It's as if it was said, because it's out there for Klal Yisrael. However, the Ritva Lishi Tosoy, the Ritva says, that this is a din in Bezdin. This is a Psak Bezdin. This is a regular Psak Bezdin, just like every other Psak Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't paskin. Bezdin didn't paskin. Why? Because everyone else saw it. So now it's a no-brainer, but Lamaisa, Bezdin has to paskin. This is Bezdin's din. So you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Mekom Mokom Loi Ne'avre Umimni Miyoyim Shloshim. What does that mean? It's very interesting. it appears to me that the Ritva is saying, in a Hanami, we can't be Makadashit, but we're going to have to count the Mafreya anyway. We're going to count the Mafreya. In other words, I don't know if it means being Makadash Lamafreya, what the Ritva exactly means. We won't make it more. We can't be Makadashit. I guess the next day, in other words, Lamait said hit nightfall. Hit the night. So now what are we supposed to do? You're not Ma'abrit. What do you mean? But we weren't Makadashit. The answer is, just like we mentioned, there's this concept of doing Kiddush Lamafreya. L'choyer the Ritva is saying you should go Lamafreya. You can't be, I don't know if you can do Mekadosh Lamafreya, but you can at least do the Cheshbon Lamafreya. That's what the Ritva says. So L'choyra, this is going to be Machlekes, the Ritva and Ben Avram in Ahar. The Ritva here asks a question. He says, what's the Gemara's Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon! No. Kamash Malon is Ma'uber. According to Rabbeinu Avraham Minohar, what's the Kamash Malon? Even though everyone saw, Lemaisa, you need to make the Kiddush. You didn't make the Kiddush. You have to say the words, Makudish, Makudish. According to the Ritva, even though everyone saw, but we're going to allow it to be a Ma'uber. Ask the Ritva a question. We know that there's, the Ritva says, there's something called Mechzi Keshikra. Bezdin looks like they're liars. Says the Ritva, if everyone saw the new moon on the 30th, then everyone looks like they're lying. We're looking like liars if we're being Mekadosh the next day. So comes the Ritva. Now, it's a very interesting question that the Ritva is asking, because the Maisa, what do you want us to do? We saw the moon. We didn't say Mekudosh. We're stuck. What do you want us to do? We're stuck. Okay, you're right. We should have said Mekudosh. We tried to. We didn't get around to it. We didn't say the word. What do you want from my life? The Ritva obviously wants that we should somehow undo Limafreya and says, look, you know, change the date. Says the Ritva, when does it look bad for Bezdin? If the moon would have been, if there would have been enough time for them to do it, if there was pnai lekadsha b'yom shloishim, then it's mechzik. But there was no time for them mekadsha b'yom shloishim. It's not mechzik shikra. Yeah, that's the way the Ritva learns. It's interesting because we had said, according to the Rambam, they had plenty of time to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. They saw the moon the night before. They saw the moon the night before. And the Rambam even says, they just didn't get around to doing it. Read the Purish of the Rambam. The Rambam says, it's not that they didn't have time. They must have been Kratzin or something. They had other things that they got busy with. They didn't end up doing it. I read you the Lashon of the Rambam again. It's in two different places. The Rambam says, this is in the Pirish Rambam. There's a Pirish Rambam on Rosh Hashanah. Imro bez v'chol Yisrael v'loy nifnu leishev. They didn't turn to it. V'loy mimakudish. They just didn't make time for it. So the answer the Ritva is giving according to the Rambam is not, doesn't hold water, because Ram says they did have time. They had the entire day. They saw it at night, the night before. Mashenkin, it seems like according to the Ritva, maybe they just saw it right before Shkia, according to him. Not like the Rambam. Al Kolpanim, the Ram Lashitas doesn't learn that way anyway. What is the Gemara's next line? Says the Gemara, V'kivan d'tana le'ru'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael, nechku ha'edim lamali. Meaning that we said it's Ru'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael, what are you doing Nechkeru Ha'edim for? So over here also, it's interesting. It could be that there's, what is the Gemara's question of Nechkeru Ha'edim Lamali? How do Olam learn? What's Pashup Shah?
If you have Rocho Yisra, why do you need a Nechku Edim? It should be, it's good enough without Chakira Sav Edim.
Why?
Because we know.
Because everyone saw. What do you question?
The whole Chakira.
Who else was talking over there?
I'm not sure. Everyone saw it. We said it's before you said it.
Everyone saw it. Therefore what?
There's no suffix.
There's no suffix. There's no.
So therefore you don't need what? Dubin, what? You don't need what?
You don't need to question them if they saw the moon and all the... If they saw it, how it shaped it is. You don't need to ask them the questions.
Okay, so what both Dubin and Ruben are saying, I was trying to get...
You don't need to clarify it. The Brue. The Brue. Right.
But you're all saying you want to clarify the Edom. But... Do you need Edim?
Yes. Well, we need Edim not to know that there's a moon, because we know that we need Edim to be Mekadosh the moon. There's a thing to be Mekadosh the moon. In order to be Mekadosh the moon, you need Edim to come.
You can't do it just with the Rias Bezdin?
I don't
know.
Grab a wiener over here.
Let's grab a wiener. Very good. So my friends, like my shah is like this. Is the Gemara's question... Nechkeru Edim Lamali. What do you need to do to the Kiris? Just let we all know the Edim are telling the truth. So just okay, Edimir, great. Just let him go through. Or I was wondering, you know, I was on a plane myself, and there were people from security. I'm like, who do you think I'm blowing up already? You know what I mean? Like it's like I'm not. There's no one to blow up but me. But okay, that's security. You know, they have security. But so my Shiloh was. Is the word here nechkuru ha'edim lamali? We don't need nechkuru. We all know it's true. Well, the word is, what do we need edim for, Bechlau?
According to Ritva, it would be the second way, no? That because he holds that it only matters bezinza. So you need edim.
So, well, I it's interesting. I don't know. Let me see. Did the Ritva say anything? I don't have the Ritva, that line of the Ritva in front of me. So... I wonder if there's a discrepancy between the two of them in this. You have to look in the Rishonim carefully. That was Yisrael suggesting?
Yeah.
Yisrael suggesting that maybe it'll depend on our machloikas. It could be. What does the Gemara say? Being that we already said, So what do we have to talk about the Chakiris Edim B'Klal for? Says the Gemara Itzrich. Salta da'ach lemin ta'ach Chakiris Edim T'chilas din. M'kudosh m'kudosh k'gmar din u'l'kadshe b'layla mid'ahar dinim omenes. I might think that once you started over here, you could finish afterwards. It's interesting. How do you finish afterwards? Already the night. How could you be m'kadosh? I'm going to be Mekadosh. It's the next day already. Does it mean also Mekadosh to my Freya, maybe? Okay. Let's try to get clear over here. Rosh state. The Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar learns like the Olam was learning Pshat. And he says, Ki choikrim Edim Elim Hayuchidim Ruben Olavin Atzman. When do you do Chakira of Edim? When are you interrogating the Edim when they're sought by themselves? Then it's interesting why does he put in the words at the end? I don't know what he needs for those words. Bezdin saw it, so Bezdin doesn't have to address the Chakiris. V'chol Yisrael Edim Haim. Interesting. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Maybe he's saying that you would think that since the whole Klai Yisrael saw it, and we don't need any of this. We don't need the whole Adim, Jishakir, we don't need anything. They know we still need it because this is the system we set up, you know, for a reason to get rid of all the people that will be lying. And the reason why we wouldn't need to do Hakir over here is because we know that we have good Adim over here, regardless of whether it's them or someone else. We know it for sure. So that's why it's important that the whole Klai Yisrael is Adim also.
Why is it important for Klai Yisrael? I didn't get that.
Because we still need us. He's saying, you would think there's two ways to do this right now. Now that the whole Klai Yisrael saw it, either it's that just that we don't need anything over here because everyone saw it, so we're just gonna like push everything on the side, or if that everything's still staying, but the whole reason why we do Jushiva Chakira is to make sure we have valid aid and that's all the moon. And here we know for sure we have valid aid and that's all the moon, regardless of whether it's these people or not.
So why is it not enough that Bezdin saw it? So we know we have valid aid.
No, we need Aiden. We need Aiden.
We need Aiden. Right. So yeah. The question is not whether or not we need Drishul Chakira. The question is whether or not we need Aiden. That's what you're saying?
Well, the Drishul Chakira makes it that we know we have valid Aiden.
Got it. So what was the Gemara's question? It's Ru Bezdin, Kol Yisrael, Nechreidim. For Gemara, Nechreidim, Lamali. Is the question, I don't need Aiden because I have Kol Yisrael, or I don't need Drishul Chakiras? Because Bezdin saw. What's the question exactly?
I don't think it's Bezdin. I think it's, we don't need Yishuv HaKira because we have valid Adim for sure. Meaning we know this is a legitimate situation because everybody saw it.
So, but I understand. So we just don't need Yishuv HaKira because I saw it myself.
No, because you're not good enough. You're Bezdin. We need Adim.
I know you're Adim and I know you're valid because I saw it. You're good, Chesky. You're good. Yeah. Okay. One second, my friends. Shaila's like this. The Rambam.
Shida, how you answer? What do you mean?
Yeah, go ahead, Rabbi Schweitzer. I'm sorry.
No, Rosh Hashanah, how are you answering this problem? So why did the Gemara need Eidus Bechlal? What you asked in the beginning. It looks like Gemara's asking on the Chakir, but not on the Eidus. Well, what do we need Eidus in the first place?
Chesky is saying that Abada, we need Eidus.
So what? Why do we need Eidus?
Because the din of Kiddush HaChodesh needs Eidus. That's what Chesky is saying, right, Chesky?
Mm-hmm. Even if it's Ruh Bez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rabbi, what's with the Laitesh Miagdala Miria?
So we're going to get to that Gemara. We have to get to the Gemara. Good question. The Gemara talks about it.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara talks about Ruh Bez Din V'Chol Yisrael.
We'll get there. When we get to the Gemara, we're going to have to, when we see the Gemara of Tlotesh Migdol Maria, we're going to explain it. Okay? So it's interesting. I'm going to read you, let's go through the Gemara. How many questions did the Gemara ask until the two dots? I want to get the Gemara klar. The Gemara's first question was that what is the inyan of Kol Yisrael? Bezdin saw it. Bezdin saw it is enough. Bezdin saw it. And the Gemara says, okay, Kol Yisrael asks the Gemara, what about Nechkura Edim? What does that add? Either because the Kol Yisrael are the Edim or because you don't need Chakira, whatever. Says the Gemara, it's an Inami. What's the third question of the Gemara? Can someone please tell me the Gemara's third question? Dovi, do you have Claude the Gemara's third question? Dovi Salzburg? Gemara's third question is.
Mechavin the Tanah Shechashecha.
Kivin Shetanah Shechashecha, Rezim Uber. Lomeli the Mismin Chakiras Edim Klau.
Klau.
Given shetana ad shechashecha, lama leilim misnei chakiras edim klal. In other words, what does the Gemara's question mean to ask?
What is the chiddush? Obviously, if they were mekadesh chodesh, then there's no what's a god. Then it's a chodesh meubar.
Right.
Gemara said a chiddush by the first case of the Mishnah, but if you split it into two cases, then the second case doesn't have a chiddush.
So what's the chiddush?
What does Gemara answer?
So the Gemara answers chakiras edim. What's interesting is in the Rambam looks like the Gemara's question is on the entire Mishnah. I have a Pirish, the Rambam, I don't know if we gave this at once. I'm going to try to photocopy it for you again right now and send it into your WhatsApp or whatever, screenshot and send it to your WhatsApp. I want to read the Rambam to you. It's interesting. I don't know if it's Mefurish here in the Rambam. Here it is. Here it is. So the Rambam, I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, I just sent it to everyone. The Akshi, Gemara asks, Lomale lemisne klal, Pirish. Loma taninon ikur ze klal. Shimlo yespiku. Loimer makudish ad shechashecha reze meuber. Why do we learn this entire thing of imlo yespiku loimer makudish ad shechashecha reze meuber? Halodavar yaduo. De'ein akidish achoydish mekudish ad shekachu beznev yomer makudish mekudish. It sounds like the Rambam is saying, I don't get the whole Mishnah. What's this chiddush? Ein hakodesh mekodesh ad sheikadshuhu beznev. You remember mekodesh mekodesh. To me, it sounds like the Rambam is even asking a question on the first case of Ru beznev v'chol Yisrael. Yeah, I don't know.
And how's the Ram going to learn the terrors of the Gemara then?
Oh, this is how the Ram going to learn the terrors of the Gemara. It's the same lashon in the Rabbein Avraham Minahar. Oh, very good. It's Mefurish Rabbein Avraham Minahar. Mefurish Rabbein Avraham Minahar. What's the Gemara's terrors? Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Itzrich. Sal kadai techamina tehe, chakiras edim kitchilas din. Umekudish mekudish ki gemar din. Says Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, chakiras edim is tchilas din, vehu ha din liriyas bezdin. Gevaldik, it's mefurish. Mefurish Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. So he's learning that the Gemara's question was on the entire din of the Reisha. It's obvious. You got to say, until Bezdin Paskin, what's the Chiddush?
And that we had an answer already. They first him a Milsa, no?
Oh, it's very interesting. It seems like he's like doesn't understand what the Chiddush of a first him a Milsa is. Pilei Ploim. Yeah, it's very interesting. I have to figure that out to see what exactly is going on over here. But that's what it seems like he's saying over here. The kash is on the whole thing. Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, Lomale misne kol Yisrael, harei ruhu bezdin. Rashi doesn't really give us much leeway into how he's learning Rubez, then therefore you don't need Kol Yisrael, or therefore Kol Yisrael doesn't add anything. Efarsim Amilsa, says Rashi, the Biyoim Shloishim Nira Lekad Shoy, says Rashi, Nechkura Edim Lamali, Lamali Chakirosan, Achre Shakol Ro. What do we need there? Chakira. Again, Rashi's being madgish. I might understand why I need the Edim. I just don't need the Chakira. Because everyone saw. That's what the Gemara's question. It says the Gemara, okay, but now that you already said the first case, Lama le misni Chakira Klal. Kiman da'ash mi'inon. Dechiro bez din v'chol Yisrael filo achim abrin le kol shechei nechku ha'edim. So Rashi learns the Gemara's question is only on the second case. Once you already established for me, Rubez Mechol Yisrael is going to be mover. So for sure, in the case of Nechkredim, it's also going to be a mover. Gemara says, no, I would have thought, Hecha de'ika chakiris eidim b'yoyim. Sulona avre elin ligmar adover b'layva kachua b'yoyim shloishim le'inyin tikkun ha'moyadois kamash malon. So Rashi learns that this chiddush only exists in Ru'u Eidim. So according to Rashi, do we already see in Ru'u Beis Din, B'chol Yisrael, that you can't do the Kiddush afterwards? No. Because even though it says Arezim Uber, I still have another Kiddush. According to the Rambam, we throw them both into the same basket. It seems to me there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam and Rashi. What is Re'ias Beis Din? The Rambam learns Re'ias Beis Din is Tchilas Din. Rubez Mechol Yisrael was Tchilas Din. And the Chiddush is the same for Rubez Mechol Yisrael and the same Chiddush for Nechku Ha'edim. They're both in the same somewhat. We have to see exactly. So why do we split up in two different cases? We'll get to it. But these two go together. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, Rubez Din is different than Ru Ha'edim. This might get into the discussion of what's Shaloi Tehei Shmiya Gedoyla Meri'iyah. What does that mean exactly? How exactly that works. But these are some of the things that we have to work on, Beis Hashem, Bli Neder. We are going to work on them tomorrow, my friends. I'm going to try to, I want to just, Chazer Ov, we did a lot today. So I would like to try to Chazer over tomorrow in the morning. First of all, some we did, do the Gemara. I want to do some more about the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. I want to finish the Gemara until the two dots, hopefully. Beis Hashem, any questions on what we spoke about today? Okay, my friends, we're going to continue Beis Hashem B'siyata Dishmaya tomorrow at 10:30 to go over what we spoke about. We spoke about a lot of big chidushim today, but the Rambam, Ramban, Diyukim, and different things, and hopefully we'll have more to discuss tomorrow. Make it a great day, my friends. We're starting now, Pirkei Avos at 10:30. We're going to do for a few minutes while we're waiting for everyone to get on. That way we could do some, we could try to do like everyone else, like all of Klal Yisrael is a minute to do Pirkei Avos. I will hopefully be making an announcement later today about our intentions moving forward. I asked the Olam to please do me a favor, and if you could try to be in touch with me after the announcement so we could talk about how we're moving forward, the details, I really appreciate it. And if you could have us in mind in the tefillahs that we should be able to hopefully do something constructive and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.